moved on since then. The world had emptied. For the fish, the lake in which he lives is the universe.
Another galaxy.
What does the fish think when he is jerked up by the mouth through the silver limits of existence and into a new universe where the air drowns him?
Beyond the other galaxies.
No one knows. One might take the tip of a pencil and magnify it. The pencil tip is not solid. It is composed of atoms which whirl and revolve like a trillion demon planets. Only a loose net, held together by gravity. Viewed at their actual size, the distances between these atoms might become leagues, gulfs, eons.
The atoms themselves are composed of nuclei and revolving protons and electrons. Everything in the universe denies nothing. To suggest an ending is the one absurdity. If you fell outward to the limit of the universe, you might find something hard and rounded, as the chick must see the egg from inside. And if you should peck through that shell, what great and torrential light might shine through your opening at the end of space? Might you look through and discover our entire universe is but part of one atom on a blade of grass? Might you be forced to think that by burning a twig, you incinerate an eternity of eternities? That existence rises not to one infinite, but to an infinity of them? Perhaps you saw what place our universe plays in the scheme of things as no more than an atom in a blade of grass. Could it be that everything we can perceive, from the microscopic virus to the distant Horsehead Nebula, is contained in one blade of grass that may have existed for only a single season in an alien time flow? We say the world has moved on. Think how small such a concept of things makes us.